Krishna Book, Canto 9, Mathura, Chapter 44, Scene 6, Guru Dakshina. Lord Krishna and Balaram, the reservoir of all knowledge of arts and sciences, exhibited their perfect understanding when they offered to serve their teacher by awarding him anything he desired. This offering by the student to the teacher or spiritual master is called Guru Dakshina. It is essential that a student satisfy the teacher in return for any learning received, either material or spiritual. When Krishna and Balaram offered their service in this way, their teacher, Sandipani Muni, thought it wise to ask them for something extraordinary, something which no common student could offer. Sandipani Muni therefore consulted with his wife about what to ask from Krishna and Balaram. They had already seen the extraordinary potencies of Krishna and Balaram and could understand that the two boys were the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They decided to ask for the return of their son, who had drowned in the ocean on the bank of the Prabhasa Kshetra. When Krishna and Balaram heard from their teacher about the death of his son on the bank of Prabhasa Kshetra, Krishna and Balaram immediately started for the ocean on their chariot. Reaching the beach, Krishna and Balaram asked the controlling deity of the ocean to return the son of their teacher. The ocean deity immediately appeared before Lord Krishna, offering him all respectful obeisances with great humility. Lord Krishna then said, "Some time back, you caused the drowning of the son of our teacher. I therefore order you to return him. My dear Lord Krishna, the boy was not actually taken by me, but was captured by a demon named Panchajana. This great demon generally remains deep in the water in the shape of a kancha. The son of your teacher might be within the belly of that demon, having been devoured by this Panchajana." Upon hearing this, Krishna dove deep into the water and caught hold of the demon Panchajana. Krishna killed him on the spot, but could not find the son of his teacher within the belly of Panchajana. Therefore, Krishna took the demon's dead body, which was in the shape of a conchal, and returned to his chariot on the beach of Prabhasa Kshetra. From there, Krishna started for Sanyamani, the residence of Yamaraj, who is the superintendent of death. Accompanied by his elder brother Balaram, who is also known as Halayudha, Krishna arrived there and blew on his newly procured kanchal. Upon hearing the vibration, Yamaraj appeared and received Sri Krishna with all respectful obeisances. Yamaraj could understand who Krishna and Balaram were, and therefore Yamaraj immediately offered his humble service to Lord Krishna. Krishna had appeared on the surface of the earth as an ordinary human being, but actually, Krishna and Balaram are the super soul living within the heart of every living entity. They are Vishnu himself, but were playing just like ordinary human boys. As Yamaraj offered his services to the Lord, Sri Krishna asked him to return his teacher's son, who had come to Yamaraj as a result of his work. "Considering my ruling as supreme, you should immediately return the son of my teacher." Thus, Yamaraj returned the boy to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Krishna and Balaram brought him to his father. The brothers then asked if their teacher had anything more to ask from them, but he replied, "My dear sons, you have done enough for me. I am now completely satisfied. What further want can there be for a man who has disciples like you? My dear boys, you can go home now. These glorious acts of yours will always be renowned all over the world. You are above all blessing. Yet it is my duty to bless you. I therefore give you the benediction that whatever you speak will remain as eternally fresh as the instructions of the Vedas. Your teachings will not only be honored within this universe or in this millennium, but in all places and all ages, and will remain increasingly new and important." So due to this benediction from his teacher, Lord Krishna's Bhagavad Gita is ever increasingly fresh and is not only renowned within this universe, but in other planets and in other universes also. Being so ordered by their teacher, Krishna and Balaram immediately returned home on their chariots. They traveled at great speeds like the wind and made sounds like the crashing of clouds. All the residents of Mathura, who had not seen Krishna and Balaram for a long time, were very pleased to see them once again. They felt joyful, like a person who has regained one's lost property. Thus ends chapter 44, scene 6, Guru Dakshina. All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.